Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is...
DJ Tony Dunn.
She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'.
Hi, this is Candace from She Trucking. We are on the radio with Coach Carolyn. Coach Carolyn, could you please let us know what is your company name and your website? And we want to thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. Technically, my company name is Life Coach Service, but I pretty much go by Coach Carolyn all the time. And my website is www.coachcarolyn.life, L-I-F-E, for Life Coach. So it's coachcarolyn.life, and there's freebies on my website, and of course, all the things that I offer, and it's going to be real obvious where my heart is for truck drivers and the families of truck drivers. So go on over there to my website, coachcarolyn.life, and see what things are available to help you with your physical and emotional health. And I'm also on social media, and just look up Coach Carolyn. And on any of the social medias, Coach Carolyn or Coach Carolyn Life, and I'll pop up.
Awesome. We really appreciate somebody who has their whole heart just for truck drivers, because a lot of people don't. And your husband's a truck driver, right?
Yes. He's actually a second-generation truck driver. His dad drove a truck his whole life. Unfortunately, his whole life wasn't very long, which is one of the reasons, not the whole reason, but one of the reasons why this pulls so hard on my heartstring. Because my husband's dad passed away hundreds of miles away on the road while being a truck driver from preventable health situations. And I don't want that to happen to anybody ever again. I know it happens all the time, but if we can prevent it, let's work together and do that. Because it's hard on, it's obviously hard on the driver. He's gone, but how hard is it on the family?
It is difficult. And kind of like when you're an over-the-road driver, you're isolated from everybody. So you really don't take care of yourself that well. Most drivers don't take care of themselves. And you can see firsthand like what it does to your husband. It's just, it's very stressful.
Oh, absolutely.
Very. Okay, now what is your business, like your job, your title, like what exactly do you do?
Well, I own my own business, and I work with truck drivers with their physical and emotional health one-on-one over the phone. That's how it started out in the olden days. But then in 2016, because of drivers asking me, Carolyn, we want more. We want more than talking to you, because you can only talk to so many people. We want more. We want something to go by. We want a guide. We want a program. And it took me forever to wrap my mind around how to make that happen. And in 2016, I published my book, Gut Instinct. And when you see the cover, you will know it's all about trucking, because there's a big truck on the front. And it's about how to take the importance of your health and do something about it, because we know we need to do it. We know we want to do it. We know this is bad for you and this is good for you. But for some reason, even though we know it, we don't do it. And we want to do it, but we don't. And that my book is so easy and simple. It's packed full of good information, full. But it takes you through deep questions about yourself, and where you are in your life and what you want to be, or not necessarily what you want to be, like, I want to be a fireman when I grow up, not that kind of what you want to be, but like who you want to be and where you want to go, and then complete good information about that's going to give you some light bulb moments and some aha moments on things that you may not have realized and how to do something about it. And then in the back, the very back section is something that I'm so excited about, and some people just buy the book just for that, although I hope they do the whole thing. But there's a menu, a 5-day menu, and there are tons of truck driver friendly, healthy recipes. So meals, snacks, breakfast, just stuff that gets all that nutrient-packed stuff in your body, very few ingredients, very few needs for appliances, things that keep well. I tried to put as many things that could keep easily on the truck, because I know there's a difference. Some people have no method of keeping food, which please work on that. If there's any way you can, please work on figuring it out. There's a way, even if you have to get a cooler. And then some people have something as big as a mini camper in there with a bathroom and a whole kitchen. But wherever you are, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I talk about that in my book at the beginning. But in the back, it's packed full of good, yummy recipes that are not any certain kind of diet, just eating real food and healthy food, high nutrient food, not processed and sugar packed and things that your body just doesn't even recognize. So just real food, real ingredients, real simple, very few ingredients. That is so doable. I've had so many. This is my blessing. Boy, was it hard work getting that book put together and published. But the blessing to me is hearing the stories. People messaging me on Facebook or sending me an email and sending me how just a $15 book changed their life forever. And that's my reward right there. That $15, trust me, I'm not making any money. And that's the reward for me, is knowing that someone's life out there changed. And so I'm hoping to spread the word for my book. And then in 2019, in the fall of 2019, so they are very, very new, I have a really exciting thing. I'm rubbing my hands together right now. I don't know if you can hear it because I get so excited when I talk about this. They're my three new products. Sure, let me go back to my book. It's available in paperback, CD, ebook, digitally on my site, download, so it's audio or reading, so whatever suits you. My husband had rather listen to audio. That's his way of learning. That's what's easier for him, plus he's on the road all the time. I don't do well with audio. I want that book in my hand. I don't even do well with the ebook. I want the book in my hand, and that's just how I learn better. So I've got it in every format possible. That is how you get information best. But going back to the digital format of my book, that's what I'm really excited about talking about. If this is when you want me to talk about it, is now good?
Well, yeah, you can actually talk about it right now because,
okay,
like, as a truck driver, we have a lot of downtime. And even when we're driving, we're usually listening to music or something like that. So listening to an audio should be right up a lot of people's alleys because it's easy.
Yeah.
And you're driving anyway, you're listening to music, so you might as well better your life and make yourself more healthy in the long run.
That's exactly right. And I always tell people I'm a self-improvement junkie, so that's, I guess, why I get so excited about these kind of things, because that's what I spend my time on. If I have extra time, I'm going to spend my time on improving myself. And there's nothing wrong with music. I think music is a wonderful thing, and it can be very healing for people. But in the news, sometimes the news is nothing but a downer. But if you're going to listen to something, please, I encourage you, whatever it is, whether it's my products or any, whatever it is, get a library card. They've got tons of self-improvement books that you can listen to on audio. And just, you don't even have to go check them out. You can check them out right there on the internet, because we do that. And just listen and put into your mind what moves you forward. Because if you're moving forward, that's going to help your mindset. It's going to clear your thinking. It's going to make you feel great about life. And that's why I'm so excited about my new products. One of them is called Driven to Help. One is Driven to Stop. And one is Driven to Peace. And they are all online. For the first couple of months that they were available last fall, you could only get them by going to my website. But you can still get them by going to my website. But what's so exciting is they're available in an app, literally at your fingertips. You download the app, sign in, and there it is right there. And what they are is Driven to Help. They're all three of them are based on the exact same concept. And it's about mindset. You can go buy the most cool, expensive or not expensive exercise equipment. You can go pay for some kind of diet system. You can do whatever that you feel like, or you could get a magic shake or a magic pill that makes you healthy or lose weight. But regardless of what you do, nothing is going to work unless you change your mindset. The magic pill is not going to work because eventually you're going to need to quit taking it because it's probably going to hurt your health or you're tired of paying for it. Same with the shake. And then once, maybe it worked a little bit, or maybe you lost some weight or found some different health. But as soon as you stop doing that, if your mindset hasn't changed, you're going to go right back to what you were doing before. Or you can get that new piece of exercise equipment, which you don't even need exercise equipment to be healthy. But if you did buy a piece of exercise equipment, it's going to be sitting there in a month or two or three if your mindset doesn't change, because you got excited about it, you got it, you did it for a while, and you quit. And we all know stories like this, because I'm guilty. I've done it too. I think we've all done it. So that's what's so important here about my products, is they're all based on the same thing, which is changing your mindset. But most people, not everybody, but most people fit into one of these categories. Driven to Health is about physical health attainment. And I love talking about getting healthy physically, because so many people are concerned about diabetes, heart disease, whatever physical ailment you have. But even more people nowadays, and it's actually a really big crisis and epidemic, is overweight. So many people have issues with being overweight. And overweight, most people look at overweight in the wrong way. Overweight's not the issue. Your physical health is the issue. If you get your physical health in the way that it should go, weight loss is a side effect. Weight loss is a side of, weight gain is a side effect of not treating your body right. Weight loss is a side effect of treating your body right. And so if you just put your goal at true health, you're going to lose weight whether you like it or not. Now, if you're underweight, there are some people. Now, I'm not one of them. But there are some people that have underweight issues and they can't gain weight. And that's a health problem in itself. But if you're underweight and you strive for true health, you're going to gain weight up to where you need to be. You're not going to be overweight. You're not going to gain weight and be overweight. But say you've got a 6-foot-tall man that weighs 135 pounds. He's skin and bone. And he wants to, a walking skeleton, And if he puts his health in true health, if he focuses on true health and he starts gaining that true health, he's going to be that 185-pound strapping man that he should be, maybe 175, 185 at 6 feet tall, depend on his frame. The frames make a difference. But he's going to gain weight. And, of course, I can't imagine needing to do that. Huh?
I said, yeah, you're right. I know a few people who can't gain weight. And I know a lot of people who need to lose weight. And I'm one of them. I'll admit it. I am one of them. I am not a dainty female. I'm not obese either. You know, I'm kind of like a little fluffy. So for me, I mean, I could lose some weight myself.
Yeah. So it gets really exciting talking about the physical health aspect of it, because if you strive for true health and not worry about special fad diets or exercise programs, or absolutely exercise is important, and I talk about that, and driven health, it's very, very, very important. And if you get exercise equipment, that's great. I'm not downing it at all, but it's not even necessary. People think the only way to get physically healthy is go out and buy a $2,000 machine or something, and it's not necessary. And then going over to Driven to Peace, so everybody gets that aspect of physical health. I've got physical health problems. I'm overweight. I'm underweight, whatever. I've got diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, you name it. And everybody really gets that part. But one of the things that's so under-recognized and not talked about, and it should be because it's just as important, if not more, is the emotional health. And so many drivers, I would say not 100%, but I would say in the 90% of drivers have some sort of emotional situation going on. And it may not be very big, and it may be very big. But even if it's not very big, why have it? I mean, if there's a way to get through it and get over it and get it out of your life and not be plagued with that anymore, why not? Because emotional health struggles are serious, and they're difficult, and they really can damper your life, your whole life, and what you're able to do and what you feel good about doing. And I've been there. I had anxiety attacks years ago, and they were pretty bad, and it was miserable. And nobody talked about it. Maybe the doctor said, here's some pills. Well, that wasn't the answer at all. And I did. I took them, and it just made me miserable. But I got off of them, and I knew there was a better way. And I wish I had known then what I know now, but I haven't had anxiety attacks in years. They're gone, completely gone, naturally, no medicine, nothing. And Driven to Peace totally addresses how to never have these feelings again, whether it's anxiety, depression. It so significantly helps people with PTSD. And one of the things I think that people don't realize is that anger is an emotional problem. It is something that definitely needs to be addressed, because not only if you have an anger problem are you miserable on the inside, so is everybody else around you. And when you're in your moments of anger, you're not feeling sympathy for the others that have to put up with you. But when you're not in those moments of anger, you see what it's done, and you don't want that to be. And anger is something that is so easy to change, or simple to change. It's easier in some than others, but it's a very simple process, and that's what Driven to Peace targets. And then Driven to Stop is, again, using the same concept as I use with the other ones, it's stop using tobacco, whether it's dipping, smoking, chewing, vaping, and I know vaping isn't exactly tobacco, but it's that same situation that is the reason why you're smoking. Nicotine physically only has about a 3-a-day addiction. The rest of your addiction to nicotine is emotional. It's a mental thing. So once you stop for more than 3 days, it's not in your body anymore. So if you ever start back, it's because of emotional situations. It's not from a physical addiction. And the Driven to Stop completely walks you through the process of how to break those chains. I personally haven't had that issue, and I'm so grateful, but my husband did. He used to be a smoker. And I know how strong of a hold that has on you. And this walks you through the process of how to never have that again and be so grateful that you don't have it again and not even miss it and not even want to go back there. So these all are available. Either go to my website and sign in that way, or just get the app and sign in through the app. And all that information is on my website, carolyn.life. I won't go into that because it's hard to say it. It's easier to go there and see it, see what to do. But it's right there. It's super easy, walks you through, no problems. And I'm always excited about talking about those products because you don't need anything in your truck to clutter up your truck like a book. Of course, I'm still thinking my book is a wonderful thing, but you don't need to download anything. It's just right there. It keeps up with where you are, keeps up with what you've done. You can replay it over and over and over and over and over, and it's yours. So
okay, well, when you and I were talking a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, like, gut health and, like, really the real deep emotional healing that people have to do, you know, from life's traumas. How would you suggest they go about starting to heal themselves?
Gut health is one of my favorite topics, so I'm glad to talk about it.
Well, you know what, though, too? Well,
huh?
Yeah, remember when we were talking, I told you I had that autoimmune disease. Like, I had mm-hmm. it for over 30 years now. And
yeah.
It's just something that everyone thinks is uncurable. But I am willing to be the test bunny for everyone else who is suffering from my debilitating problem. But I would love to hear all over again about the gut health.
Okay. Definitely,
yep.
Autoimmune diseases are probably the number one issue in our society right now, although modern medicine is kind of catching up to that thinking, and it all starts in the gut. 100% autoimmune starts in the gut. And so if you have one of them, which there's a list really long of autoimmune diseases, I think there's over 200 or 300 of them nowadays, and they were unheard of back years ago because we didn't have what's going on right now in our society. And it's caused by the food that we eat, the way the food is grown and processed, and antibiotics and chemical exposures that we have. And stress doesn't help. And I know there was stress back in the olden days, but seems like it would be peaks and valleys on the stress back then, and nowadays it seems like we live in an environment of complete and total stress, being in that fight or flight syndrome all the time. And so the number one first thing to do is clean up what you're eating. It's so very important to clean up your diet. Our bodies are only designed to recognize real whole food. It's not capable of recognizing anything that's been processed in any way. And not only is it not recognizing that processed food, there's a lot of stuff in processed food that isn't even considered food, like For instance, sodium benzoate. Benzene is one of the, if not the most toxic chemical known to man. And when you mix benzene and citric acid, it makes sodium benzoate. Or let me make sure I'm saying that right. Or maybe it's opposite. Anyways, you mix two of those, and it makes the one that's toxic. And that's in Coke. It's in almost every single soft drink. So not only are you drinking pure sugar, you're drinking colored water with a whole bunch of chemicals that our body was never designed to take in. And these unnatural sugars that are considered sugars or fake sugars, those are horrible. And in my book, it tells you how some of those are made. And it would just floor you. You just wouldn't believe how it's made. And then the doctors prescribe. Go ahead.
Sorry. I watched a video, actually a couple times throughout the years, about people using Coca-Cola. They would pour it on a rusty bumper. They would let it sit for a couple seconds, and then they would scrub the bumper with like a hard, not a Brillo pad, but something like that. And the bumper will be like new.
Yeah.
And we're drinking that.
You can do that.
Like it ate metal.
Yeah. You can do that to your battery. If your battery and your car battery corroded, you can pour Coke on it and it eats the battery corrosion off your car battery. That's pretty scary that we're drinking that. So it's so important to number one, start cleaning up what you're eating. And I know it's so convenient to just run in and get something fast. I know it is. It's convenient whether you're a truck driver or it's convenient whether you're a mom of a bunch of kids. Either way, it's convenient. Or if you're just a single person, it's convenient. But that convenience isn't worth your quality of life. And when you realize that and you put your quality of life above convenience, that's when you're going to start making changes, because you're worth it. You are so worth feeling wonderful. There is no reason why age means you can't do what you used to do. There's no reason for it. People think, oh, I'm 45 or 50 or 55 or 60 years old. That's why I've got achy joints. That is not why you have achy joints. It is not your age. I have a 92-year-old great aunt that did not have achy joints. So it's not age. It's what we eat and what we put in our mouth. And so one of the other things that has corrupted our gut is antibiotics. And I know they're a blessing for so many reasons, but they've been over-prescribed for 40 years. And the closer to now from 40 years ago, the worse they've been over-prescribed. And doctors are just fearful of being sued or having malpractice issues or whatever. Just give them an antibiotic and it'll cover it, even if it didn't have a problem. And those antibiotics kill the good bacteria in our stomach. And this is a good visual to have. The bacteria in our stomach that's supposed to be there, that's good for us, that helps us make vitamins and helps us absorb the minerals and helps us digest our food and helps us with so many different things. If you took them all out and put them on a scale, they would weigh about as much as a brick, like a brick on your house. So that much of your weight is another little critter inside of you. And I know that sounds kind of spooky, but they help us. If you sterilized your gut, you would die, because you can't live without them helping you. You help them live, they help you live. But what happens when you eat processed foods or foods that have been sprayed with fungicides, bactericides, pesticides, herbicides, or they're genetically modified, then that alters your gut bacteria. And there's a ratio of certain things ought to be, there's certain amounts of this and certain amounts of this and certain amounts of this that's supposed to be in your gut, and it gets that ratio off. For instance, candida. Candida is supposed to be in your gut in a certain amount. But that's one of the first things that I usually see or hear when somebody's telling me their story. Just them telling me that their story, I know they've got a candida overgrowth. And it's not even a bacteria. It's a fungus. So the microbiome in your gut is not just bacteria. It's bacteria, fungus, viruses. And there's some things that I'm sure that are unknown that man hasn't even figured out yet. But when you have a candida overgrowth, you're going to have issues. Unexplainable rashes, dandruff, jock itch, athlete's foot, vaginal yeast infections. When a baby has thrush in their mouth, and adults get this too, but you just don't ever hear about that happening, but it happens, that's candida overgrowth. And sometimes it makes your lymph nodes swell up in the back of your neck or under your pits, or if you've got these unexplainable lymph nodes and everything else is checking out okay, it's probably a candida overgrowth. And so when that happens, it really causes your whole system to be out of balance. And candida are some really smart little critters. They really love sugar and carbohydrates. They really, really love it. It makes them thrive. It makes them be able to multiply. And when you have a candida overgrowth and you don't eat carbs or sugar, those candida start putting off chemicals that make you feel like you're about to lose your mind if you don't get some carbs or sugar. And in all, you're thinking that it's you that's got this addiction, but it's the candida that's making you feel that way. So you can put the blame on something else, but they're hard little critters to get back in sync. So you've got to really reduce the carbs and sugar, really increase the nutritional value of your food, get rid of all the processed stuff, and it's going to take a while to get them back in sync. Taking probiotics, not antibiotics, probiotics, will help speed up that process. And I really highly recommend when you buy a probiotic, do your research on it, because the cheap ones are not all they're cracked up to be. Make sure you're buying a high quality, very reputable company's probiotics. I have a link on my website that's a portal that you can go in and get the higher quality stuff. And you don't have to worry about wondering, here's where I would not get them. I would not get them at a Dollar Tree or Walmart or some grocery store. I would get them at a health food store. Mom and pop health food store may be better if you're new to it, because they know what they're talking about typically, and you can go in and tell them what's going on, and they can point you in the right direction. But even a big health food store, sometimes they've got people in there that know what they're talking about. Sometimes they don't. But they're going to have the better quality probiotics. And you may need to be on them forever. I'm all about trying to get your body in a state where you don't need to take any nutrients at all, because you're good and you're healthy and you're getting everything from your food, and life is grand. But some people have such predicaments like autoimmune disorders that you may need those probiotics for the rest of your life. And if you are interested in that link on my site, it's the one under healthy living, and it's called Wellevate, Wellevate. And you just go in there, sign in, and start looking around, and every probiotic in there is high quality. So this is the starting point. Now, there's more things that you can do, but that would be the beginning part. And I don't know how deep you want me to get into it.
No, you can get as deep as you want, because people need to hear this. Like, I'm for one going to jump on your website and look at everything, because probiotics, I probably have to take them the rest of my life. I'm probably one of those
very
people.
Likely.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can get into it deeper. I really want to hear about this.
Okay. So one of the things that seems to not be on this subject, but it is, and that's why I think it's very important to talk about it, when you have emotional problems, whether it's anxiety, depression, or whatever, sure, there are circumstances that happened in your life that probably are the trigger to those situations. But then you wonder, or I've always wondered, so why can you take two people and give them the exact same situation, and this person doesn't have issues from it, and this one does? And that always boggled me, even as a young person. I thought of that. I guess I'm kind of a deep thinker, but the difference is this. Most people think that those chemicals that your brain needs to feel good and think right, and why the doctor may give you a prescription for a serotonin-type drug, they think that, well, these chemicals are in your brain and your brain's got a chemical imbalance. Well, there may be a chemical imbalance in your brain. But what you probably may have never heard is that those chemicals that your brain desperately needs to be happy and feel good and feel vibrant and energetic and healthy and ready to go when you wake up in the morning, created in your gut. So if you're feeling blah, it's not because your brain's not working right. It's because your gut's not working right. And many times if you have autoimmune disease, you've also got some emotional things going on because your gut's in turmoil and it's not creating those chemicals that your brain wants. And you don't necessarily have to have autoimmune disease to have this chemical imbalance because of your gut. It can be anything. You could have a gluten intolerance. You could have a grain issue. And that would be my second suggestion that I'll hit on in just a second. But you could have allergies, which is a gut issue. We only are allergic to things that get through the lining of our gut and create a mayday within our bloodstream. And when that happens, boom, we're allergic to it because our immune system sees it as an invader. Because when it first came through our gut, it came through in a way that it wasn't supposed to, because it didn't get fully digested, or it was covered in pesticides and herbicides, or it looked like, because it didn't get it recognized correctly, it looked like something within our body, like cartilage, or it favored it. So when it saw it and attacked it, it remembered that that was the bad guy. So anytime it saw something similar, it attacks it, which is, that's exactly the definition of autoimmune disease. And so going to the grain, I completely believe that our bodies were designed to eat and be able to eat grain. Absolutely believe it. But because of what I've already described and talked about with how our food supply is so messed up nowadays, when our gut sees, or when our gut gets a grain in it and our immune system sees that grain, when it gets into our bloodstream, it automatically goes into mayday that it's the enemy. Because it has been altered so much, and grain evidently resembles many pieces of our body, which gives me even more thought of why we should be able to eat grain. And so many people come to me and say, oh yes, I'm gluten-free now and I feel so much better. And I'm so grateful for that. So many people are having issues of gluten and they're feeling better when they go gluten-free. But what I say is try this. You feel better with gluten-free. Go completely grain-free and you'll get better. Because even though gluten-free, according to the FDA, equals this definition of whatever this particular gluten protein is, all grains have a different form of gluten. Every single grain has some form of gluten. And most people don't realize that. And so we have had to be grain-free at my house for years and years and years because I've got girls that have issues from the get-go. Long story why, but it made all the difference in the world. So if you do have gut issues, definitely, and it's very likely because I actually haven't met anyone that doesn't. So far in my gut health journey, I have not met one person that doesn't have some sort of gut issue. I know they exist, they have to, but everybody's got them nowadays. And I'm not saying you have to be grain-free for the rest of your life. Heal up your gut, get your whole health in the shape that you want it to be. And then when you introduce it back into your diet, then make sure that you're getting completely virgin grains that have not been processed, grains that they're original, they're not tainted in any way. And one of the things I've heard from a lot of people is if they reintroduce it and they do the all-natural sourdough, not sourdough that you can buy in the store, but sourdough that's made the old-fashioned way where they just let it ferment from the bacteria in the air, they said they can eat that and it gives them no problem whatsoever. And it takes a little bit to get a starter on that, but it's super easy to make, and I know it's not going to be convenient for truck drivers, so I kind of hesitated to mention it, but you could do it when you're at home, and it freezes really, really well, and it's absolutely delicious. Oh, so good. I've had it before. But
What can you make with that?
What can you make with the sourdough bread?
Mhm. But yeah, just to give an idea, if the drivers are home on their break, they can certainly do it at home and prepare themselves for the week or the 2 weeks.
Oh, anything you would eat, a slice of bread, sourdough bread works. It's just you make it in a loaf, just like a loaf of bread. You cut it just like a piece of sandwich bread, and you can do anything, whatever you want to, sandwiches. Whatever you do with a piece of bread, I mean, you could even make it into little. One of the things I did when I was making it years ago was I would make them in little bun shape. Instead of making, I did loaves, but I would do them in little round buns, and I would cut them just like a hamburger bun. And you could eat it for either a biscuit type thing or roll type thing, or you could cut it in half and make a sandwich or a hamburger bun out of it. I mean, once you're making it homemade, it's the dough, and you can put it into any shape or size you want. You could braid it and make those beautiful braided things that you might want to eat with a saucy type meal or a salad. It's unlimited what you can do with it. So what else to go in the right direction for gut health? One of the things I mentioned is our stressful lives. Did you have something else to say? I think there's a delay to where it's kind of hurting our conversation here.
No, that's okay. No, there's nothing else. Nothing else to say. I am really enjoying listening to you because it's very beneficial, especially when you're a truck driver and you're over the road. You're sitting most of the time, and you're not, and you just want to hurry up. Like your train of thought is different. Like you want to go in the truck stop and grab something to eat, and you got to go. So
right.
To get drivers to understand how important it is for your gut health and your emotional health. It's very important that people listen to this,
right?
Including myself, even though I'm a local driver and I'm a local pickup and delivery and I am in and out of the truck all day long. But it's still important because I'll grab snack food. I'll put it in my bag and I'll just like finger food, just, you know, and I'm not really paying attention to what I'm putting in my body.
Well, talking about making homemade bread is probably overwhelming to a truck driver because of that, exactly what you said. I just wanted to kind of mention that it's out there and it's possible and there's hope for the future. You don't have to not do bread for the rest of your life. But one of the really big things that I say is plan, 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 because that is the whole key. Once you know what you need to do, and once you've decided that this is what I'm going to do, it's all about the plan, regardless of how much refrigerator space or not you have, regardless of how big your truck is, your living space is in your truck, regardless of what you've got available. You've got to decide what you've got available, what works for you, the things that you like, and be exciting and start trying some new things.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that I've found is people are very closed-minded on, I only eat this, this, and this. Open up your mind to all the possibilities. Excuse me. When I talk to people and I say, well, I don't do grain and I don't do dairy and I don't do soy and whatever, and people will say, what do you eat if you don't eat that? Well, I know right then that their whole life consists of some kind of dairy, some kind of bread, and some kind of processed food. Because what I eat is so much of a huge variety. It's huge. I eat more variety than anybody, because mine isn't limited to 14 ways of chicken, and I eat chicken, and I like chicken. I'm not downing it, but the 14 ways of processed chicken, 14 ways of processed potato, and 14 ways of processed cheese. And so, and when you take that out of the people's lives, they don't know. They didn't know anything else really existed. Sure, they see that fresh produce section over there at the store, but they've never gone there and they've never eaten that. And I've had people come over into my home and we have Brussels sprouts and all these different foods that they've never had before, and they're like, I've never had that. And they look at me with this horrible look on their face, but then they try it and they're like, wow,
I love Brussels sprouts.
This is really good.
No, it is really good. Brussels sprouts are good. Actually, I planted a whole bunch of seeds, and one of them was Brussels sprouts. The mental health aspect of this, how does all this help with mental health? Because that's really important for truck drivers. Our mental health is not 100%, most of us. So, like, we will have the road rage. We'll just get mad all of a sudden, or we get depressed because we're lonely. You know, it plays a lot on your mental state, being a truck driver. Some people are shaking their head, going, no, it doesn't. I'm like, oh, yeah, it does. At some point, it does.
Well, again, it's all in the gut health. You've got to mix the getting your gut health in a better direction, working on getting that in a better direction, so the chemicals that your body makes to make you feel good will be there. And then you've got to think about the emotional aspect of it with what are your triggers? And I go through all of this in Driven to Peace. But you've got to think about and learn how to think logically. We've got two parts of our mind. One is the conscious mind and one is the subconscious mind. And because they both sound so similar, I like to call them the logical mind and the tape recorder. And the logical mind is the one that says, oh, I'm in a new town. Which way do I need to go, right or left? That's our logical mind, because we've got to think logically of what we need to do here. Our tape recorder mind is, oh, I'm at home, and I always turn right out of the driveway. I don't know if you've ever done this before. I've done it 1,000 times. I always turn right out of the driveway. I never turn left. It's a dead end. I don't need to go to the dead end road. Never. And so, but I do have a friend that lives a few doors down that I would have to turn left to get to her house. So if I'm going to her house, I turn right, even though she's left, because I always turn right out of the driveway. And I didn't even think about it. I just did it. So I'll have to go down the road, turn around, and go back. And that was my tape recorder, because that's what I always do, is I always turn right. And so you've got these two parts of your mind, and if you've ever known what you need to do, but you don't do it, it's because your logical mind is thinking, hey, you really need to do this. And it's logically, you're logically thinking, this is what's better for me, this is what's good for me. And then your tape recorder takes over. And it feels almost like on the Looney Tunes shows, if you ever watched Looney Tunes back then, you had the little devil on one shoulder and the little angel on one shoulder. And that tape recorder's like, no, that's not what you do. We've always done it this way. And it's really strong. That tape recorder part of your mind is so strong. So it says, no, we've always done it this way. So then you go back to doing it the way you've always done it. That's the bad news. The good news is there's a way to reprogram your tape recorder. And there's a way to strengthen the logical part of your mind, because technically it should be equal. You should have as much strength in that logical thinking as you do in that tape recorder, so that when you see something that logically makes sense, you can start doing it right then and not have to fight that tape recorder and it telling you, no, but we've never done it this way. And I hope I didn't lose you there. I hope that made sense.
No, that made perfect sense, because a lot of times, like when I leave and then come back home, I go the same way all the time. I just go the same way, and I never venture off to, like, let's say, a different road to come back home.
Mm-hmm. But you could. And, for instance, if you've eaten a certain way for years, or you bite your fingernails for years, or you smoke for years, or whatever you've done for years, and you logically know that I need to not do this. I need to quit biting my fingernails. I need to stop smoking. I need to start eating healthy. Then that tape recorder is going to pull as hard as it possibly can to get you back on track, because even though that other way was the wrong track, that's what it knows. The logical mind knows right from wrong, good from bad, up from down, happy from sad. The tape recorder doesn't. All it knows is the information that you gave it. It's literally, if you're old enough to remember the old cassette tapes and the cassette tape player that was, they had them at school and you probably had one at home, you pop the tape in there and close the top, rewind it. Maybe you recorded some your favorite song on there and it's not your favorite song anymore. So you rewind it and you push play record and it records that new song. So let's just say your new favorite song is Jingle Bells or something. And so you record Jingle Bells. And when you rewind it and push play, it's not going to play. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. It's not going to play that. It's going to play Jingle Bells because that's what you put on it. And that's exactly how your tape recorder works of your mind. But like I said, the bad news is it's difficult sometimes. But the good news is it's very, very doable. And once you change that information in your tape recorder, the good information, what you want to be happening logically, is there, and it becomes so easy. It's a little bit of a challenge to change it, but once you change it, it's just as easy to do that good thing as it was to do that bad thing. And that's power right there. I mean, one of the things that I love doing and teaching and talking to people and showing people the power that they have within them is truly is empowering to know this information and to know that you really do have control over your mind. And you do. It's not some kind of gimmick. It's not some kind of magical trick. You are designed to have complete control over your mind, but you probably didn't know that. You probably never heard of it before. And knowing that is so freeing and so hopeful, because so many people lose hope that it's this way, it's always been this way, it's going to be this way. And I've heard so many people say, well, my mama did it this way, my grandma did it this way, all my aunts and uncles did it this way, or they died from all this, and that's how I'm doing it, and that's what I'm going to die from. That is so false. Your tape recorder can be changed to be whatever you want it to be, and that is so awesome.
I have a question for you. I have a really question for you. I know, okay, I know this family, and they sit there and say they have the same mentality. They all do. And they sit there and say it's a disease that they have, basically, like, mentally wise. And they say they can't change it. Like, they're all the same way. Now, I call BS on that, because you are your individual person, and you can change yourself whenever you want.
That's exactly right. I don't care who gave birth to you. I don't care what their ailments were. I don't care what their physical or emotional ailments were. You are born your own person, and you have control. Now, I'm not saying that there may be tendencies. You may have, if you have a family that all eats the same way, they may all have a tendency to have heart disease, and that's their tendency. Or they may all have a tendency to have cancer, and that's their tendency. But if you don't eat that way, or let's talk about emotional health, if they all have schizophrenia or depression or anxiety or whatever, that's not because they were born destined to be that way. That's because their gut biome transferred from mom to that child, and they've got that same gut biome as their mother, but they can change it. And if you think it, here's one saying that I've heard. This is not my saying. If you think you can, you can. But if you think you can't, you're right. But if you think you can, you're right. So, sorry, I goofed it up the first time. I knew it was something like that. If you think you cannot do it, you're right. But if you think you can do it, you're right. So whatever you know and you think that you can do, you can change that. You don't have to be destined to have the same ailments as anybody else in your family. Your body is designed to heal. When you were 6 years old and you fell and skint both knees really bad, they're not still skint. You do not have skint knees all the way from when you were 6 years old and you had a bike wreck or fell when you were running down the hill or whatever. Your body healed itself, and it is capable of doing that in every aspect of your life. It doesn't matter what it is. Your body knows exactly what to do if you give it exactly what it needs. And so many people don't know this information, and our cells, our hair, in 7 years, every hair on your head, I don't care how long it is, in 7 years, you're not going to have one single one of the same hairs on your head as you do now. Your body is consistently rejuvenating, and old cells are dying and new cells are coming. The lining of your gut replenishes itself so I used to remember exactly how often, and I should know that, but I don't know the exact. But your skin, like, you cut yourself, and you know that cut. Sometimes you may have a scar if it's a bad enough cut. Cut is not there when you cut your skin. It fixes itself, and your skin is consistently rejuvenating, and it's sloughing off. That's why it's good to exfoliate sometimes, or when you take a shower, it all goes down the drain. You'd be surprised how many dead skin cells are going down the drain. And you get new skin. And you know what that new skin looks like. You probably burnt yourself, and the top skin came off, and this bright, bright, bright pink skin starts growing back. Well,
yeah, I actually burnt myself.
What
last
our whole
week.
Body does. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice and pink. and I almost cut off my one finger a couple of weeks ago, and it's healed now. I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I thought about you the other day. I went to, it's a place called Cash and Carry. It's kind of like you buy in bulk here. And I was getting ground meat because I'm making homemade beef jerky. And I seen grass-fed ground meat. You know, they have it in the long tube, the package. And I thought about you when I grabbed it.
Awesome. Grass-fed makes a difference. Mm-hmm. It really does. If there's any way possible.
Grass-fed on there, organic.
Yes. If there's any way possible that your meats that you choose to eat can be grass-fed, not grain-fed, that their packaging is so deceiving. When you buy a big, fat, whole chicken, you're going to throw it in a crock pot and make some chicken soup or something, and it says it's got the green label, and you just really feel like you're doing it healthy, and it says 100% grain-fed. It sound great. Chickens aren't grain eaters naturally. Chickens eat bugs, worms, grass, snakes. They eat all kinds of that kind of stuff. Sure, they'll eat the grain if you give it to them, but they're not designed to be grain-fed beings. Their chickens are actually like little goats. They'll eat just about anything. And so
we
have chickens, I know. And so
I had chickens last year. I had chickens years ago when I lived in Pennsylvania in the woods, and it was so much easier. And then this past year, I'm like, oh, I miss having chickens. So I start off with 4, then 2, and I will never have urban chickens again in the suburbs. I won't do it.
Yeah, it does help when you're in the country to have those kind of animals. But these packaging labels want to mislead us to make it sound like you're doing a good thing. So in the chicken direction, you always want free range. With the meats like beef or pork or, wow, if you can even get buffalo is very high nutrient. But you want them to be free range or grass fed. And as little grain as possible. And if you live in an area where you know some local people that actually raise their meat right, I am all about supporting local, supporting your area and your neighbors and getting a better, fresher, higher quality of meat. And you can buy it in bulk. If you can save up and get it in bulk like that, you can sometimes get it almost as cheap that way as you can in the store. And everybody knows meat freezes really well. Wild game is great because very likely it hasn't been fed anything that it wasn't supposed to. Depends if you're in a real big deer hunting area. Sometimes they feed it the corn to lure them into their area. But just try to pick the highest quality. If you can't buy grass-fed or that higher quality, do the best you can do. Make it yourself, get it unprocessed, and it's still better than going to the fast food joint or picking up something at the truck stop. It's still better. Just do the best you can do with the faculties that you have. And you'll see an improvement, and you'll start reprogramming that tape recorder, and you'll start making these changes, and you'll start feeling better. And then every day you'll be starting at a new point, and then you can make decisions and feel how you can improve even more, because you're going to see that improvement quickly. It doesn't take long at all when you make changes to see big improvements. And one of the things that I sometimes forget to say, but it just hit my mind right now, people love drinks that have all kinds of tasty flavors, but pretty much all I drink is water. I'll drink some hot herbal tea when it's cold outside. As a matter of fact, I've got some right here because my throat's doing some kind of weird thing right now. But hot herbal teas are very nutritious and very helpful. But other than or cold herbal tea, it doesn't have to be hot. It can be. You can brew some herbal tea and make it a cool drink and not even a hot drink. Doesn't matter. But if you can just, for your very first thing, for your very starting out, take every single thing you drink out and just only drink water. And that alone, if you're a big coffee drinker or if you're a big soda drinker or those packets that you put into your water that you think are healthy, they're not. They're just as bad as anything else. Or what the energy drinks are just awful. If you'll take every single thing, sweet tea, everything out, and just drink water, you'll be so surprised what a difference. Now, if you're into the high caffeinated drinks, you'll probably have a few days of headaches or are coming off that caffeine high. And so many people think, oh, well, coffee's got to be good for you. Caffeine
I drink
is
a lot of coffee.
A wonderful. Caffeine is a wonderful medicine, and I would take it any day for medicine. And that's what it's good for, is helping a certain ailment. But as far as drinking it on a daily basis, it gives you adrenal fatigue. It's really toxic to your liver. It messes with your gut biome. So many different things.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Quick question for you. Now, why can you explain it to everybody? Why is it so important to have a coach?
Oh, yeah.
Like you.
Well,
mm-hmm.
When we're talking about the physical, the two parts of your mind, the logical mind and the subconscious mind, and what I've already talked about so far, it's really hard to see yourself from the outside. We see ourselves completely different from how other people see us. Like when you have friends and family and you see them and you see their quirks and you see what's irritating that they do, or you see the things that they're doing that are hurting themselves as far as overeating or what they're eating or drugs, alcohol, whatever, you can see it from the outside, but they don't see it the way you see it. They see it completely different. And so when you think about yourself and you know that you're seeing your situation completely different from everybody on the outside, that's very important because we don't always see what we need to be doing to improve ourselves. And what a coach does, yes, it's great and wonderful, and if you have family members that you can have really effective communication and talk things through, and they're non-judgmental and they're truly taking the reality of what's going on with you into consideration and showing you that way, go for it. But most of the times we don't have those types of friends and family. Our friends and family know our past and know our history and know how we've done it before, and a coach doesn't. And that's the beauty of having a neutral party to come in, assess the situation, find out where you are, and get actionable steps to go forward. And many times just listening and putting in a few little tidbits of information so that you yourself come upon these aha moments of what you need to do on your own. Because you know we all think it's a much better idea if we came up with it ourselves, right? And so it gets you, many times we feel like we're never going to reach where we want to be. And using a coach is like putting jet fuel or to getting us to the point where we want to be. And find a coach that specializes in your particular situation. I would not be your coach to go to if you needed a business coach. If you were struggling in this area of your business and you needed to have help with that, don't come see me. But if you've got some physical and emotional issues, that would be me. So you choose that coach that fits your situation.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, and I want to thank everyone for listening in. You are a wealth of knowledge, and I really hope people who are listening, and I hope more people will listen to this, and people take it in, and they go on your website. Now, how do we get to your website again?
It's www.coachcarolyn.life, L-I-F-E. And again, I'm on social media, on all the different social medias. Either look up Coach Carolyn or Coach Carolyn Life. But you'll get all
That's
the
perfect.
Information on my website. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much for coming on, and I appreciate your time and all the info that you gave all of us. It's a wealth of knowledge, and people really need to understand how important it is to make sure you're healthy from the inside out. It helps in
Absolutely.
So many ways, and it goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
You have a very
good
night.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.